Blog Talk Radio. Cynthia Johnson, and I am your host this morning, this wonderful, wonderful Monday morning. We are currently in the book study of Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone, and we're talking about how to reprogram our subconscious mind. And we left off Friday beginning to talk about affirmations and decrees, the creative visualization journals and affirmation cards and affirmation walks and rhythmic repetition and the three voices. I wanted to kind of touch upon the three voices and pick up where we left off on Thursday. So the three voices, you want to say your affirmations in the first, second, and third persons. For example, I, Cynthia, am in perfect radiant health. You, Cynthia, are in perfect radiant health. She, Cynthia, is in perfect radiant health. So this is especially successful when taping your affirmations. I love affirmations. I really do. I absolutely love them. If you say them from your soul, from your heart, and they really mean something to you, you can just feel the shift in the energy in your body. Your body will actually begin to vibrate. So a lot of times when I say to you, repeat after me these affirmations, own them, take ownership of them. You know, and it may be hard for you to do that initially, but take ownership. Believe that this is really your reality, okay? So he gives a ninth way to deal with it in your affirmations is from positive negative clearing, or he gives you another tool, dealing with positive negative tool, positive negative clearing. You draw a line down the middle of a piece of paper, and you write one affirmation on one side of the page, and then you wait and listen for any thoughts that come into your mind to contradict your positive affirmations. And you write down the negative thoughts from your subconscious mind. And then the next step is to change each of those negative thoughts into a second positive affirmation. And you record any additional negative thoughts after you have written this new positive affirmation. And then you change these negatives into new positive statements. And you continue this process until there are no more negative thoughts that come up. So you now have a list of the affirmations that specifically deal with your personal lessons in this lifetime. And this method is so effective because it teaches you the essential ability of creating your own affirmations. And you know, as I was reading this, I realized that how powerful this process is. Here's an example. I'm working on a project, and it's become very, very tedious. I'm developing an application, and it's become very, very tedious. And I have two things that are on me. One is solving a problem, and two, solving it within a tight deadline. And I reached a block. I realize now that I've reached a block, but I did this exercise, and there's such a deeper lesson here. And here's how I started it. I wrote down my positive affirmation. I said, okay, I have the skills and the abilities to solve this application problem. That was my first affirmation. And then I waited for the negative thoughts to come in. And this really surprised me. Because they flooded in. I don't know the program. That was one of them. I don't have the time to solve this problem. I don't have enough time to solve this problem. And I said, someone can do it better. And then I waited. And I went back and I wrote another set of positive affirmations to address those three affirmations. One is that I understand the foundation of this problem. Okay, that was in response to I don't know the program. I understand the foundation of this program. I don't have the time to solve the problem. I understand the logic of this program. I only need to trace all of my relationships, and that's talking about within the program itself. And then I end it with, I am capable of doing this work. And you know what I realized is that the lesson here is do not doubt yourself. Trust your higher self. My lesson, and it was so powerful to see that, trust yourself. And here he says, when you go through this process, you'll get down to the lesson. Why would I not trust me? Why would I not trust the divine energy that is in me, that all-knowing power to have the solution to this little problem? This is, it's nothing compared to creating a world or a universe. Can't God do anything? I love the scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, which equals and means I can do all things through that divine energy that is in me. So why am I sitting here not trusting myself? You see how simple it is? And you know, sometimes what we do, we're in the middle of a mess, and we don't trust our higher self. We're relying on all of our earthly, our physical form things. We don't trust our higher self. This is where Joshua Stone is trying to lead us to move into our Christ consciousness all the time. All the time. Let's talk about the mirror. You want to look in the mirror every day for 21 days and say your affirmations aloud. Say them with total personal power and conviction. Look yourself right in the eye and continue affirming aloud until there is no subconscious resistance. So what's the affirmation that I need to say right now over and over again? I am capable of doing this work. I am capable of doing this work. I am capable of doing this work. I need to trust me. I trust my higher self to provide me with the knowledge that I need to solve this problem. All right. And then you could also create an endless tape. You know, you record your affirmations on a cassette tape and play it. You know, I love like your iPhone or your smartphone. They have you can record on those now. There's no such thing as cassette tapes anymore. Well, they probably exist. But everything is on your phone right now. And so you can record on your phone a tape and play it over and over. When you're sitting at work, when you're going to sleep at night, just the same affirmations, just repeat over and over, and you hear them in your voice. Your subconscious recognizes your voice, okay? He also talks about hypnosis. If you can find a good hypnotherapist that can hypnotize you and plant positive suggestions into your subconscious mind while you are in the hyper-suggestible state. But that really means trusting and finding someone that you feel comfortable with. This is my favorite, one of my favorites. Listen, I keep telling you guys, oh, I love this one. I love this one. But anyway, reading. Read and reread good books in the fields of psychology and spirituality. And that's really how Circles of Prosperity started. All of these books, I just embrace them. I love them. If I haven't read them before, I brought them here to you on Circles of Prosperity. Dr. Reggie has read them. But they have been such a blessing in my life in keeping me on the path and opening other realizations about my spirituality, and who I really am. You know, when you move into the realization of who you really are, it just empowers you so much. And all of these books that I share with you have done that. They've empowered me, and I'm sharing them with you, hoping that they will empower you. He talks about the pendulum. You want to buy a pendulum and communicate with your subconscious mind through yes and no questions. Now, many of you tuned in on Friday, and we had Cindy on, and Cindy uses the pendulum. She's dowsing, and you'll hear her ask questions regarding your questions. And she's dowsing for that information she's looking for. She's asking her higher self to provide her with the information that she needs to share with you. So the pendulum is very, very effective. And then we've already talked about dialoguing, haven't we? How to have a dialogue with your higher self and with your subconscious. You want to just go ahead and create a voice dialogue. And you use chairs to represent the conscious and the subconscious mind. I don't have to have the physical forms here. Dr. Reggie and I were traveling yesterday, and we were in the Buckhead area, and they have all of these towers. They built condominiums in these tall towers, and a lot of them are just glass. It's like a glass city over there. And we're in the middle of a thunderstorm with lightning. And all I could see was like, oh my God, these people living way up and there's lightning all around. And I don't know. I got stressed out thinking about living in one of those condos. And all I could feel was, this is not safe. This is not safe. This is not safe. And it really bothered me, and you know, I said, I was telling Dr. Reggie, oh, I don't think I could live in one of those places. I mean, oh my God, I just feel it's just not safe. It's just not safe. It's just not safe. And then finally, at some point, I recognized how stressed I was and how much anxiety I was having. And my higher self said to me, Cynthia, you don't have to live there. And I said it out loud. Cynthia, you don't have to live there. And Reggie said, who are you talking to? I said, I guess I'm talking to myself, because I didn't realize how stressed out I was over the thought of living there. And then my higher self was like, let it go. You don't have to live there. And my whole point is, I'm having these conversations all the time. But in that particular experience, I couldn't believe how stressed I had become over something that was nowhere near my reality. But and my higher self was like, please calm down. We don't need this extra stress over something that's not even real, okay? So he gives another tool that says acting as if. And you might find this one fun to do. You act in your daily life the way you want to be. Even if you don't feel it, or if your subconscious is trying to do the opposite, this method takes an act of willpower. If the tension can be carried long enough, eventually it will act as a reprogramming procedure. So I'm acting right now as though I have lost weight. I mean, can you imagine? Just acting as if you have already become that which you desire. Years ago, I would take these little jobs and stuff, and I would just act as if I was that person. And one day I had the thought, I said, you know, maybe I'm acting, this is just another acting job. But eventually what happened is that I actually became that which I thought I was acting to be. So, and it's so true, even in theater, as you are developing a character, and this is what was very unsettling for me and how I realized the power of the mind, that when you're as an actor, when you're developing a character, and you're doing a show day in and day out. You know, in theater, you run 5 days a week or 6 days a week, and so every night, and sometimes you're doing the show twice on Sunday, but every time you do that show, you are pretending. You think you're pretending, you're acting, but when it's coming from an organic place, the mind can't tell the difference between what you're acting or what is real. And what I found over time is that I was getting my character's reality all tied up with my reality. It was very, very uncomfortable for me. Very uncomfortable. Because some of these characters were not healthy characters. And so a lot of times when you see these actors that are having such emotional problems, sometimes that is coming from the fact that they're jumping in to these wild characters and making them real for you, for your entertainment. And it gets hard for them to separate the two. I think that was the beginning of my bouts with depression, playing some of these characters and not being able to separate them. So I separated myself from that business. Anyway, he says that this is an essential method to develop, because sometimes we just don't have the time to prepare properly for everything. For example, you might have a spur-of-the-moment job interview during which you must act confident and qualified, even if you don't feel that way at the moment. And that's when I told you some of these jobs I went to, I would pretend that I had the skills and stuff until they came about. And that it's a perfect example of when you need to use that. So let's look at, he just covered so many things here. I'm not going to go in depth with all of these things. He covers pictures, looking at the pictures of your desired reality. That's a lot of times they call that treasure mapping. Self-hypnosis. He talks about tape recordings and subliminal tapes and songs and poetry and artwork. And here's the last one that he covers. It's called self-talk. Another very effective tool is to practice self-talk, because the self-talk that arises out of the subconscious mind is usually negative. The self-talk that arises out of the subconscious mind is usually negative. Look, I wrote one affirmation down. I have the skills and abilities to solve this application problem. And my mind, my son came back with three to my one, three negative statements to my one positive statement. And if I had sat longer, I probably would have gotten more negative statements. Self-talk. So the idea here is that we practice positive self-talk. Just talk to yourself as you would talk to a best friend or a loved one. You see, I told myself yesterday, I said, you don't have to live there. You don't need to get stressed out over this. And that was like my best friend telling me, "What, girl, sit, wake up." Oh, my goodness. So affirmations are very formal and they're set. But this method is more informal, okay? You just have a little conversation with yourself. And he gives this example. He says, if I was working on self-love, I might say to myself, Cynthia, I love you. I really do. You have made a lot of mistakes. And I just want to tell you that this is okay by me. I want to let you know that you are completely forgiven. And I am on your side. I love that. To love you. Forgive you. How many of you feel like you have failed in life? And that there's just no way you can make up the ground that you feel that you have lost. And I'm here to tell you, love you. Because everything that you perceive as a failure has been a step for you moving into your higher self. These were lessons that you needed to learn for your spiritual growth. So your mission now is to love you and to look at every experience, those things that you say are your failures. Look at them and recognize what you've learned from them. And thank God, thank you for going through the experience. Say, you know what? I know that I didn't do my best here, but it was the best that I could do at the time with the knowledge that I had at that time. And I'm so grateful. Because I learned so much from that experience. I definitely learned what not to do. My dad used to say, when things didn't go my way and it seemed like I was in the middle of a mess, he says, you just got your MBA. He was so smart. You just got your MBA. So you look at your failures. A lot of you are in business and you think the money isn't coming in right and that you've done something wrong. No. You just learn what not to do. Now, the trick is releasing the thought of failure, recognizing the lesson, and change your thought to something else. But see what happens? We get stuck. Oh, I failed. My business is failing. My business isn't working. And we repeat. Look at the affirmation that you're saying. Here we are talking about affirmations, talking about reprogramming your subconscious mind. And look how frequently you declare and decree your failure. It should become very clear to you right now that you cannot afford the luxury of one negative thought, because you are programming your subconscious mind to produce that which you do not desire. So, what could be easier than to tell your subconscious mind and your higher self that which you desire? And what prevents us from doing that? Because we don't feel that we're good enough. We don't think that it's possible. We come up with every possible reason why it will not work. And why can't we put that same effort in coming up with every possible reason that it will work? I don't understand our insanity sometimes. I just don't. And we are married to still being in the failure. Let it go. You want to change your life? Change the way you think. Change what you say to yourself. And it requires discipline. That's why he's giving you so many options of tool and this whole gallery of tools. And you can pick and choose the ones that resonate with you. Well, I'm going to make this a short lesson today. Because I'm trying to solve my problem. But I wanted to spend some time with you this morning and bring this lesson to the forefront, because it is the beginning of how you change your life. Tomorrow we're going to talk about attracting money and do some visualizations. It's going to be a fun little class. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm sorry Dr. Reggie's not here this morning. I had to pre-record this show this morning, and he's still asleep. So I'm going to go into our closing prayer. Heavenly Father, Mother God, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful divine plan that you have before us. And when we become aware of how you designed us and how you've designed the laws of the universe to work on our behalf, how beautiful and joyful and happy and carefree our life can be. Thank you for opening our hearts and our minds to understand this simple plan. That if we choose thoughts that serve our highest good, words that serve our highest good, and actions that serve our highest good, that we move from a place of love and not from a place of fear, that we can live joyously and happy for many, many, many years and grow spiritually and ascend. I believe it is so, and so it is.